Hey everyone, Andre here with the Wings Mobile Detailing Podcast. Today we're interviewing and having a conversation, actually more than an interview. We're just having a conversation with Ali, who is a franchise owner in Detroit, Michigan. And right now he's in a colder climate right now. So it's going to be even better to share more of the on the operations side as well in all times. So thank you, Ali, for taking, you know, for taking the chance to share with us and with the audience and with us and everyone your experience, you know, from going. I know you had initially left your job. Actually, that was recent, and you've been with Wings for a few months now, since June. So thank you, Adio. I appreciate you being on the video.
No, thank you. And I appreciate you, you know, inviting me and having me on your video and your podcast.
Awesome. Awesome. And so, we're going to share today, give you the ins and outs, everything that you can share with before operations, and then we're going to cover some more of the preparation process, how it is a day-to-day from working at a 9-to-5 to now you're also an owner-operator as well, and not just an owner-manager, but you're actually out there in the front line.
Yeah.
But tell me about you first, Ali, just before we get to your experience, how is it like being a franchise owner at Wings Mobile Detailing? Tell me about you. What's your background?
Okay. Well, my name's Eliud, and you know, my background, my work history. It was pretty much all military and government. I did 8.5 years in the Coast Guard as a damage controlman. You know, and then after that, I went into the federal government as a resource analyst. Worked there overall 16 years. Of government service, which, you know, it's a good amount, you know, if you want a pension from this. So it's good. But, you know, it came to the point where growing up, I always wanted to be a business owner. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to have something I could call my own and grow. And, you know, as time goes by, 15, 16 years, you know, we don't get any younger. So it came to that point, you know, where either make that decision now, and you know, in my 30s, or stay here and work my, you know, 9-to-5 and keep going. You know? And I have that, you know, that entrepreneurial itch or bug bite, you know, that was always there, even, you know. So I said, I might as well take the risk now and do it before I get too old. So this is, you know, this is where we're at.
Yes.
You know, we chose you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, and with the transition, do you think initially you were, as everybody who is starting a business, feel a little bit not skeptical, but afraid. Is it going to work out? Is it not? How stressful was it, this starting process? Was it smoother than you thought, or was it more stressful than you actually thought it would have been?
Well, you know, stress is going to be there no matter what, you know, because going, you know, you're going from a normal job that provides insurance, everything, you know, you have a set schedule to, you know, to jump in ship pretty much and taking a risk. There's stress, you know, before we found Wings Mobile Detail, you know, we were stressing out a lot because, you know, we didn't know if we had to quit our jobs right away, or, you know, if they were flexible with how you open, you know, your franchise, your grand opening, your, you know. And after talking to you, interviewing with you, you know, we felt less stressful, more comfortable being able to start on baby steps, you know, crawl, walk, run. And it worked because we could, you know, I was able to keep my job. So, you know, recently, and do the Wings Mobile Detail franchise side part-time, you know, and it worked. It's working great. And now, you know, it's less stressful than having to quit your job and then just start a new
jump business. Right into it.
Exactly. Not knowing what your potential profit is, and if you could make, you know, the mortgage, the, you know, any bill you have. But
right. So that worry was in your mind initially when you were starting the business back in June.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of our major issues, was making sure we didn't, you know, have to go back to work and, you know, try to juggle the business plus trying to find a nighttime job or something. So, you know, yes. It was a blessing to find you guys.
And that's great. What was the preparation process from the moment you found Wings Mobile Detailing, the franchise opportunity available in Detroit, Michigan, to after the qualification call and then the presentation, and then to the point where you signed the agreement and you started? After that point, there is a preparation process, right, until the operations, because you started the operations in June of this year.
Yeah. So I think we probably got a hold of you in like March or April, maybe. I was like maybe a month or two before the grand opening, probably 60 days. But so, you know, after talking to you and pulling, you know, saying, yeah, let's do it, the process, you know, it was pretty smooth. You know, anybody that wants to start a business thinks, you know, you have to jump through hoops and do all this crazy stuff. But you guys had it, you know, step by step written down, checkpoint, you know, you had a checklist ready for us, and we just start tackling it, you know, the van, the all the LLC legal stuff, insurance. It was all, you know, it was just a checklist, like any checklist anybody would do, you know, especially being in the military. That's how you stuff done, you know, you make sure everything is checked off. And so it was smooth, you know. And then after we had everything prepped, you know, the van ready to go, all the supplies, you know, then we did that 1 week training in Virginia, got all the required training knowledge we needed from John. And you know, June 15th came by and we started.
Great. You started reasonably quick, the operations, because if it was around, February, March, it was definitely less than 5 months.
We started. We were going through that list like it was on fire. Yes. You know, making sure that we were ahead a week. You know, that was our goal. Try to be ahead a week.
Yes.
It worked
out. And you prepare the van and everything. From the operations manual of preparing the van, you bought the supplies and everything, and you have the van wrapped and you have everything ready. It was by June, right? I think it was mid June or 1st of June.
I think we had the van ready before we even went to training. So we had the van end of May or in beginning of June. And then we went to training, and then we came back. And I think a week later, June 15th, we started operations.
Tell me about the training process, Elio. On your perspective, right? Seeing on mine is different than actually seeing on yours. You had to fly here. How was that entire process?
I mean, the process was great. You know, we lived, you know, from Michigan to Virginia was about, we drove. So it was about a 10-hour drive. So it wasn't too bad.
Oh, you drove here. That's true.
And, you know, we like driving because, you know, we have, you know, a vehicle. We could go sightseeing and all that.
Take advantage.
You know it. And, but it was amazing. I mean, you know, before Wings Mobile Detailing and the training, I, you know, when I cleaned a car, it'd be, you know, the way I did it, the way, you know, but going into the training and training with John, he is very detailed and very oriented on the steps, you know, like, so you start with the interior vacuum, hard surfaces, and every step of the way, John was there to answer any questions, you know, to make sure, you know, if to hit on certain spots that people might not see or might miss, and the wax, and, you know, and then all the, you know, every service that you guys provide was trained to the most, the professional level.
That's great.
We were stunned. Like, man, this is amazing. All in 1 week, you know,
already in that week.
All in 1 week, we had all the services you guys provide. We learned them, you know. And if we didn't have the appointment that with that certain service, somebody, you know, we had a vehicle ready just to do like the ceramic coating, you know.
True.
We overcame and we conquered, so it was good.
Yes. And before that, you actually came here. I believe it was a week before, 2 weeks before, in that preparation process before operations. You had completed the academy as well, right? The on-demand academy for training.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, so Wings Mobile Detail provides an app with all the training available, pretty much the same training you take in person is the same training you watch, and you could rewatch and go over. And then there's like tests at the end of each video, which helps you understand even further what each service. And then on top of that, the other videos are on how to set up your van, how to do rinseless or no rinse wash, how to put your buddy heater on. And so it goes from spring all the way back to spring.
Right.
So, yeah. Spring, summer, fall, winter, how to set up your van and how to keep your supplies from freezing over or anything.
Mm-hmm. Which is much needed for Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. Right here. We're cold. It snowed a couple of days ago. So my first no rinse washless, you know, it was a success, but you know, for me, it was a learning curve because I, you know, it was like, man, you know, I'm used to doing the pressure washer, but you know, thanks to the training, I was able to
out through that
and complete.
Yeah, we saw the picture. Even the marketing team, they posted online. I think it was this past Monday that you sent a picture of you actually detailing on the snow. The car was actually covering snow.
It was, yeah.
It came out beautiful, man. It came out, red popped out really well.
Yeah. No, that no rinse is wash. It's beautiful. It leaves it no streaks, no nothing. No, you could makes it.
Yes.
Like it's never been sitting outside.
Yeah, there are ways to get through. We have actually other videos and podcasts that even I recorded going over detailing in the winter. Some people think that, oh, it's impossible because everything freezes, the product freezes, but we have ways out. Keep the van warm without leaving the car on, exactly. And techniques as well to detail interior and exterior so it goes smooth. So you mentioned earlier that at first you started Wings for you to feel more safe. You started part-time when you started Wings Mobile Detailing Business because you didn't want to leave your lifelong career that you had.
Yeah.
Right? So you want to make sure, okay, let me take this step, make sure before I leave that income, I want to make enough at Wings to where I can replace that income right initially. And then later on, which was a few months after that, we decided that, okay, no, this is the time. This is the time to leave that career and now go full time because of the potential. Now, how was that first month of operation, between June and July, in regards to appointments, how was that in compared to what you expected before you even started?
Well, you know, going from a desk job to being out in the field and washing cars and, you know, trying to spread the word, advertise, going to dealers, it's a whole different world. And, you know, I'm a person that I'm shy by nature. I really don't like conversation much, or, you know, that's why I'm not a salesman. But, you know, it comes to a point where it's like, you do it or you're not going to have any customers. So, you know, I took the advantage and I started putting out flyers and going to dealers and hoping that, you know, I get a couple appointments, and it worked, you know. We were able to go on apps, you know, like Nextdoor and all that, and post, you know, our services. And so the first month, it was good. We already had an appointment on the first day we opened on June 15th. We had one appointment. And then I think Friday, or, you know, 2 days later, we had another. And then the weekend got, you know, so it picked up fast.
That's great. And you were actually only for the second and third month, you were doing really part-time, right? And were you still able to fulfill those available times that you have to work at Wings with appointments on the second?
Yeah, we were able to, you know, after work, we were able to, especially in the summer, because it gets dark later. So we were able to do appointments all the way up to like 8 or 9 p.m. You know, work, we went and detailed cars, you know, and that helped. That helped us measure out financially if we could do this full time, and if we could, you know, leave our job. And I was the first one to leave my job. You know, Katie, we'll play that by ear, but you know, it the math worked. You know,
the
calculations worked, and you know, it was like, okay, we could do this, and we could not have to eat ramen noodles for a couple months.
Yes.
It worked out, and It was good.
Yes. And now there's like I said, there's a difference between the 9-to-5 and a job in front of a computer, desk computer, to being it out there. Obviously, the goal here is really for you to be to manage your business to the point where you're back, you know, behind your computer and just managing the team and your fleet.
Exactly.
But initially now you start as owner operator. And I'm sure there is a huge difference. I know there is to being out there working. How is that? How is the day to day as well? From the moment that you leave your home, the time to you arriving at an appointment, what are you doing between with the app, notifying the client? Yeah, how's the day to day?
The day to day, you know, it's fairly simple. You know, you got the job wrap that tells you when you have your appointments, when, you know, location. And, you know, you make sure you check on the maps and make sure you have, you know, what time you need to leave before, because some appointments could be half an hour, 20, 10 minutes, an hour, you know. So then you make sure your van is set up to go for the service or the job. And then, you know, you send out a message to the client through the job wrap that you'll be there in 30 minutes, an hour. You know, I usually like to give them an hour notice so they could have their car ready and, you know, take stuff out that they might,
yes,
you know, so, you know, they don't want to leave in a car. Also, you know, talking to the executive assistant, you know, it's easy. You know, if anything comes up, I could call Brandon or you, and, you know, yes, I'll have an answer within the day or even couple, you know, right away. So
that's great. Yes.
It's awesome.
That's great. So it looks like the operation is always smooth, and your focus is really to go out there and do the job that's listed.
Exactly. I don't have to, there's on my side, I don't have to worry about booking the appointment, all that. That's all done through you guys, through Brandon. All I have to do is make sure that somebody's there to detail, you know, and especially us now that we're, you know, starting. So we're the, like you said, owner operator, but mm-hmm. eventually when you start hiring employees, maybe, you know, make sure there's a body in the location trying to, you know, provide
supervised.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that you feel like that helps with the growth, because your focus is mainly on, is going to be supervising the team, or you providing the detail. Your focus is to go there, make sure the detail is done. And then that helps you with the fact that there is a call center taking the phone calls, going after the invoices, payments, and.
No, yeah, it's like I said, it makes it so much easier where all you have to do is look at the app, make sure you go to appointment. Everything else is taken care of. Invoice is taken care of. The appointment setting is taken care of. The customer service is taken care of. I mean, there's not much else to do. You know, you just look at the app, go to your appointment, complete it, and move on. Yeah. You know, you don't have to worry about.
What is the barrier, the demand that this industry is having, because there's always going to be car, what is the barrier of entry for this type of franchise? The fact that we don't need an overhead, need a building to rent or go after, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. We don't have to spend all that because it's pretty much you starting off taking it step by step. Like you said, everything is, we don't put the horse in front of the carriage. The carriage in front of the horse, right? We don't do that.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, if the horse in front of the carriage, then that's a smooth part.
That's a smooth, yeah.
I don't think, yeah. But no, yeah. I think the barrier entry is low, very low. I mean, like I said before, we looked at other franchises and other, you know, business opportunities, and most of those barriers and entries were like outrageous. You know, you can't, there's no way you know, unless you're saved for 10 years, there's no way you can afford some of these franchises, you know, because you need, like you said, you need a location, you need a brick and mortar location, and that's a lot of overhead supplies. But with Wings Mobile Detailing, I mean, low overhead, if any, you know, supplies wasn't outrageous, you know, and the van, you know, you lease the van or take a finance. Yeah. So mm-hmm. The barrier entry is low because you can finance the van, finance, you know, get a credit card and get all the supplies and then start working really fast. You know, some franchises, you have to wait till you find a location. You have to wait till you till you know the franchisor sets up all, you know, sets up what you are required to do. You have to pay so much money ahead of time before you even operating. So it's, I mean, you can't complain with Wings Mobile Detailing because it's you're operational, like you said, 12 weeks or less.
Yes. You know,
that's why we chose Wings Mobile Detailing because it's it was, you know, for us it was a no brainer. We could just do all that, finance the supplies, finance the vehicle, and start working.
Yes,
it paid off.
Yes, and finally, what is your goal here, Elio? Within, let's say, to put a timeline, right? We like to work with targets.
Yeah.
Especially you as a veteran, you know, getting those trucks and getting the target in front within the next year. Where are you looking to take your operations of Wings?
Hopefully looking for a second van by, I want to say, early spring, late winter. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, working to set that van up for when we, you know, for when we have to hire somebody, you know. And that's our 3 to 6 months goal. Our yearly goal, probably by this time next year, hopefully have two vans running and working on a third van, you know.
Yes.
And but that's our short-term goal. Hopefully,
yes.
You know, our long-term goal is, you know,
have sky's the limit.
Exactly. Have as many more people as we can in one area and then move on to the next one and get that location running.
Yeah, expand to even a different location, another franchise.
Different location, different state, you know, and go from there. So that's our goal. You know, we, you know, as like I said earlier, you know, I always had that entrepreneur bug, and we're, you know, we're the type that if you're gonna go, you might as well just go all out.
Yes.
Take the risk, because you know, if I
take, you gotta take the leap to reach success.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. If I didn't want to take the risk, I would have just stayed at my job.
Yes. And one last thing, Ali, because as we're saying that, reminded me of the books, because we share with you books, to audio books to listen to while we are out there doing the detailing job. How did that change your perspective towards being a business owner? The books in and of itself, like reading out there, not only the motivation, which is also tremendously important.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that, I mean, thanks to you for sharing the 10X book from Grant Cardone and Audible, you know, let me know that I could use that as a motivation factor. And it helped, because the 10X books just gets you going, gets you motivated, you know. And it's not a motivational book. It's more of a guide, you know. And that, previously, you know, I have no sales background. I'm a fairly shy person. I keep to myself. Listening to that book, you know, gets you going, gets your brain going, you know, and like, man, I could use this and do that. So that's what helped me go and be more efficient and more, you know, more active and more less shy, you know, more motivated to go out there and hustle, get the flyers out on cars, get going to dealerships and get denied 10 times. And you know that,
yes,
it's a learning curve, because you know people are afraid, they fear no, you know.
Yes. So,
and I did too. And now you just go and try to sit down with a sales rep or, you know, sales manager. They tell you no, you say, hey, I'll be back tomorrow, or you know, I'll be back next week.
That's part of the game.
I'm gonna keep going. Yeah, I'm keep coming back until you say yes.
Yes. And that's something I learned myself as well, that once you do it, right, once you take the action, the success is not about the no's. If you're, because you get no's, like that's part of it. You get, like I said, to me, I always say you go to a dealership, expect to hear 9 no's and 1 yes.
Exactly.
Out of 10. But what defines a success, which to me I see as it's inevitable. It's an inevitable. If you don't stop doing it, if you don't stop going after, the success will come inevitably.
Yeah,
it's going to come. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the law of you plant and you pluck up what you planted.
Exactly.
You continue putting it out there, it's biblically, right? It's the law. You plant, you're gonna collect.
That's true. You sow good things, you'll reap good things. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, the fear of no is like people think is like deadly. Like, oh, if you say no, you're gonna have a heart attack. But it's just awesome. Like you said, get used to people saying no to you, and it's just another word, you know. I don't know if it was Katie was telling me, her grandfather was a salesman, and he said the sale starts when the person says no. You know, so when they say no, that's when the sale starts. So
wow, nice. I haven't heard that. You know? Interesting.
I took that. I was like, hey, well, they say no, I'll be back, you know.
Yes.
I may add if her father or her grandfather, but you know, mm-hmm. I know
it's awesome.
But yeah, the sale starts right when they say no.
Yeah, we'll leave with that, Elio. Yeah, the sale starts when you hear the first no.
that's when the sale actually starts.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Elio. You have an appointment. Yep. I know you do have an appointment later on, so I still appreciate you taking your time. That's awesome to share with the audience as well.
Yeah.
So Wings expand even more. People have a firsthand, those who are looking into different business to get into different industry even, and looking how this industry with the potential where it's growing, it's always great. It's better. It's definitely a lot better to hear directly from a franchise owner, especially you that you're operating, you're out there. We have some franchise owners that is mainly the manager, is not actually hands-on operators. They hire a manager and workers. But it's a different perspective hearing from somebody with the frontline experience in the front line. So
you have to get, you know, in my opinion is you have to get dirty and learn so you could teach, you know, because you when you hire new people, you want to train them the right way, you know. Yes. You don't send them out. But yeah, this franchise is good too. If you love working around cars, if you love cars, planes, boats, motorcycles, you know, you get to clean them, you know. You get to be up close, you know. And those are also goals, because sometimes you'll be able to clean a Mercedes or, you know, some exotic car, and you're like, hey, I like that car. I want to work towards getting my own someday.
Yes.
You know, so you have your goals right there in front of you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're getting the before and after result right then and there. And it's each job also. I think that's a great thing about it as well, is that the cash flow is not only is it instant cash flow, but it's right there. You finish that job, you see the client happy. Everybody around you is happy because, okay, I wanted to get my car clean. It looks awesome. And you get the money directly. You don't have to wait a couple of months and through a big balance sheet to see if it's going to work out. It's right there, the result, right?
That's right. You don't have to wait for a paycheck.
That too.
And that, I mean,
thank
this,
you. Yes.
This is one of those businesses where you get instant gratification from the client and yourself. You know, you can't say that about many other businesses. You know, people are always angry.
Yes. Yeah. There's some. Yes.
So this is a bonus for the owner and the client, because both are going to be happy at the end of the detail.
Awesome. Yes. So I will stop this recording here and leave the link to the franchise also website on the description of the video. All right. Awesome. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.